Hello.
Check.
Microphone check. 1, 2, 3. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Leo. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Did you watch wrestling this week?
I did. I only got to watch Raw and SmackDown. I was hoping to find time to watch NXT and the first episode of Mae Young, but wasn't in the cards for me.
Oh, that was this week, wasn't it?
Yep. Started yesterday. Or no, I think Mae Young started tonight.
Oh. I'll have to check that out.
First episode. So I'll go back and watch it when I have time, which I don't know when the hell that's going to be. But
yeah.
Somebody just commented on here, since we haven't started yet, about All In.
Oh, yeah.
We can briefly talk about it. We focus 100% on WWE product. Mm-hmm. So we don't really cover outside of that. There's plenty of that to cover. But sounds like it was a very well done show. It was very, very well received. Yeah.
Jinx. Too sweet.
And a lot of people were happy with it. And mm-hmm. Good for Cody Rhodes, because it was kind of his thing.
That was awesome. Yeah. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan right now.
It is. And I was just quick touch base on that. I was listening to a couple podcasts. I had not listened to Stone Cold in a long time. So I kind of went back and listened to the last 6 or 7 episodes of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he did something with X-Pac. He always interviews X-Pac a couple times a year. And he was talking, and X-Pac was talking about, it's like, it feels like there's like a groundswell of another big run in wrestling. And it really is starting to feel that way. He's like, I don't know if it's going to be as big as what we were in, you know, mm-hmm. with the Raw Monday Night Wars, but it definitely feels like it's getting bigger. The excitement level, the fans, the fact that there's so much talent in the in wrestling, not just in WWE. We talk about it all the time on WWE, but if you think about like all the talent that's not in WWE right now.
Right.
And hey, it's good that All In did well. It's good if Ring of Honor does well, because all this does is bring more competition, which brings out the best in everybody, as we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's a pretty good time to become a wrestling fan. If you're a casual fan or a every now and then fan, probably should start paying attention, because it's probably going to get pretty big here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, before we get into it, we always start off the show right and proper with a positive pint chug. Brought to you by the Smart Spot Podcast.
Drinking a little MoPro. I'm almost through it.
Are you? How many more do you have?
I don't know, another 6-pack or something.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages,
Podcast World Tour
proudly brings to you Tag Team Champion of the World,
Leo Mingo,
Joshua Brown.
What an ovation, the fans on their feet.
Smart Spot Podcast.
Now, if you're not down with that,
chug, but before we do, five pillars of Smart Spot.
Yes.
WWBBP. So yes. W is for wrestling. We're a wrestling podcast focusing on the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
The second W is weird, because we don't do things normally. We have fun.
No.
First B is for beards, because we both are bearded, balded beards. Second B is for beer, because we like to drink delicious beers while we talk about wrestling. And then P is for positivity, because we are a podcast of positivity.
That's right.
As there is just not enough positivity in the world, and in wrestling especially. So, on that note, cheers, prost, whatever the hell you do, have a drink with us.
Sláinte.
Too sweet, man.
Too sweet. That was the same time. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to fucking do it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Smart Spot Podcast. I am your host, Leo Mainville, along with my co-host, Joshua Brown.
Yep. I was, somebody from the PWO posted the Macho Man, the cream rises to the crop
yeah.
promo this week on Facebook or someplace. I think I watched the thing 5 times.
That's my favorite promo.
It is incredible. He just keeps pulling out the creamers. My favorite is he sticks it on his head and he's like, off balance, unbalanced, non-balanced. It doesn't matter. President Jack Tunney. cream rises to the top, brother.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man, it was so good. I just, that guy was out of his damn mind.
Hell yeah, but it was entertaining as fuck.
most entertaining promo person of all time. I mean, I love Dusty. I love Rick. Hulk, but Macho Man's my favorite for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that was a good one. It doesn't always come out that good, DX, just to be honest with you. I'm just going to stop. I got a pretty decent Vince McMahon that I can usually pull out on time, but the Macho Man is like,
yeah, give or take on certain days.
I feel like the Macho Man, when you try to do it, you got to do it less than you think.
Yeah, because you want to overhype it.
If you force it, it just sounds ridiculous.
Yes.
But it's the inflection and like the he raises and lowers the volume of his voice. He'll start out like this and then he just raises it up. If you just go full out, you know, snap into a Slim Jim the whole time, it's not very good.
It doesn't work. You got a crescendo.
Yeah.
You got a crescendo.
That's why he was such a good promo guy, because he had that, like, he just has like a wound up freaking tire and it was just
like, looked like he was taking a shit.
And then it would just explode and, you know, it was so good.
It is. Now I kind of want to go back and watch some Macho Man promos.
Do it this week, man. We'll talk about Macho Man next week for sure.
Will.
Shall we get into and get down dirty and
raw?
It doesn't matter if the world is going mad. If we just hold on, if we just hold on, yeah. The sky is falling and the world is going mad. And we sing our songs and we just hold on, yeah. So if you're running, stop running. One life, one chance, start living. Sing it louder just to let the world know. No, we're not nameless, we're not faceless. We were born for greatness. We're not nameless, we're not faceless. We were born.
Let's talk about the opening.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, because I think, and I'm going to preface this.
Okay.
I thought I was a little not as positive as possible last week about.
Okay.
I think it was because I was just exhausted.
Sure.
And maybe a little burnout. I don't know. But I don't think I was as positive as I could be on things. But this week, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything because I think there was definitely some.
Yeah.
There was some really good. So
yes.
We'll kind of go over the and then we'll get to the good.
Hell
so
yeah.
Go ahead and talk about the open. I'm going to take a drink of water.
Yeah, do your thing. So the opening starts off with Braun, Drew, and Dolph coming together as this new pack of dudes that are going to face the Shield, because the Shield have wronged Braun Strowman.
And they're the anti-Shield.
Anti-Shield, yeah. Because they haven't given him a specific name yet, and I hope they don't.
No, they don't need one.
No, because
I don't think it's going to be long term.
No, it's not going to be permanent at all. But as Braun, Drew, and Dolph, they're kind of reliving what happened last week with them getting crazy. The Shield come out. Out of the side of the audience. And as they're coming down, Baron Corbin comes out and just gets the entire Raw roster to go after this whole fight that's happening. Kind of like when Brock and Roman.
Yeah, he sent out the entire locker room to stop it.
My meh here is this was a little too soon for a kerfuffle between, or a pull-apart kerfuffle.
Yeah, but it leads to what you see for the rest of the show. I mean, it set the tone. At the time, you're like, this again? The whole roster out? Didn't they just do this with the women last week?
Yeah.
On SmackDown? It's like,
I feel like it's a card that they use too often.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah, it's like the dice thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you throw the dice too many times, I think that's all he got.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't a real big fan of this whole, the beginning of the show. And then, talking about the Shield get arrested.
Yeah.
And are sent to jail at the local authorities.
It's because Baron Corbin's in charge now.
That's cool.
Baron Corbin's the authority figure.
Yeah. I would have been fine right there if you put a period at the end of that part of the story of the night.
With them just going to jail?
Well, coming back, of course. Because, spoiler alert, they come back.
Yeah, well, of course they did.
But throughout
who ever gets arrested on a wrestling show always comes back at the end of the show, especially if they're rested in the first 10 minutes of the show.
Well, throughout the entire night, we're just going to talk about this whole thing. Mike Rome, and I love Mike Rome, but they were showing tweets of him like, they're in front of the jury and the judge and they're getting prosecuted right now. Fingerprints are happening. It's like, one, it doesn't happen that fast in real life, okay? It takes a long time to get processed.
Yep.
Just saying. Number two, every commercial break when you come back, Mike Rome would be shooting out a tweet.
Yeah. He's the beat reporter for them.
He is.
Yeah. I bet he had the best best Raw ever. He probably just sat in catering and texted.
He's like, yeah, I'm totally there, guys.
I wonder if this one's going to work. He might not even have been there.
He could have been.
Just like, Rome, stay home. We're going to send out tweets in your name. Can you live tweet from home? I mean, do whatever you want.
Yeah, right? Just, you don't even need to put on a suit. Just tweet, tweet, tweet. But I like a lot, like you said, the highs in Raw were awesome. And especially with this storyline that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it now? No,
let's talk about it at the end.
Okay, good. Because I want to talk about this next segment badly. Okay.
You want to talk about it really badly, or are you not feeling very hyped about it?
Both. I want to talk about it, and I'm not hyped about it.
Hey, fellas, you can make look, their... but you can't touch. You can't so just look from afar. Don't touch. And comment as you will.
Okay. Bella Twins, glad to have you back. Okay. Glad to have you back. Only because, I'm just going to say it. I'd rather see you in the WWE ring than on reality television. Because you're not the Miz and Maurice.
I definitely think they're just back to try to hype up another season of Total Bellas.
That's the only reason why. Because as they were announced, JoJo was even like,
making the return to tag team action on Raw for the first time in over 3 years. The stars of Total Divas, whose 8th season premieres September 19th.
Nylox just introduced Brie Bella's new song.
There's a new song?
Botch Mode!
God! Dude, it was awful. It was super cringeworthy to watch. I felt for their lives.
Definition of ring rust. That's why you let somebody go and work some main events or some house shows before you...
She almost broke her neck twice.
Yeah, it was...
Trying to do a tope suicida.
Tope suicida! Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no. Please, please.
Yeah, it was... And why is Brie Bella, like, the most... the most over superstar on the roster right now? She's on 2 fucking shows. Like, I don't get it. Like, I mean, I get why she's with Daniel, because their whole thing. But, like, you couldn't wait another couple weeks before you brought back the Bellas? I mean, we didn't need to see Nikki until the damn women's show anyway.
Right. I don't want them on regular WWE TV. I do not. I do not.
I don't know. It was good to see Riot Squad. I was hoping that actually Ruby Riot was going to wrestle.
That's what I was hoping for.
As soon as I knew she wasn't wrestling, I was like, well, Riot Squad's going to lose.
Yep.
I'm ready for Ruby to run roughshod over the division.
Fuck yeah, dude. Because Ruby Riot is awesome.
I read somewhere today online, somebody was like, oh, Nikki Bella is the perfect competitor for Ronda Rousey. I'm like,
huh?
Yeah, if you want the worst match ever.
Oh, but apparently the Bella Twins would be perfect coaches for Ronda Rousey if she ever needs tips in the ring. Did you hear that backstage? Like, if you know, so Ronda, girlfriend. Oh,
what's
my God.
On?
Girlfriend. If you need
any
help.
Oh, it's so cringeworthy. Oh, my gosh.
Any help with anything in the ring, any training, any fashion sense, any business sense, whatever you need, girlfriend.
I just hope that Nikki turns heel on Ronda.
I hope so.
If she turns heel, then it's okay.
Yes.
I mean, the bright side, the positive spin out of this, Nikki's a great heel.
She's a great heel. Easy to hate. Yeah. Super easy.
Yeah. So my hope is that this is all just a facade leading to her turning on Ronda to try to make a run at the title one last time.
Do you remember during the match when they started with...
Nikki?
Nikki, wow. This is how much I don't want them. I'm erasing them from my memory. But when they started the match, Liv was like, you can't see me, and doing all this John Cena shit to her. This is why John Cena left you. That was awesome. Go, Liv Morgan.
Good heel work.
Yes, very good.
I can't say that I saw that because I pressed fast forward and ran on double speed all the way through this
match. At least you're telling the truth.
I mean,
sorry.
I knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
I mean... how could it not be bad? Anybody who comes back from not wrestling in like 6 months or something like that is not going to look good.
No.
We would have heard the grapevine if they were wrestling house shows. They weren't.
No.
You get out in front of a live audience, you're going to stink it up for a while. And I just didn't really want to see that. After the opening to Raw, I was like, I don't really want to see this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of fast forward to it. I mean, I stopped at the high spots and saw the botch and saw that they won. Yay. I looked and I kind of looked and I certainly didn't touch. So I was with you, FF. Fast forward.
Yeah. Burp, burp.
Yes. We are still being positive.
We're getting to that.
Yeah, we spun the Bella thing into positivity.
Ruby Riott's going to run roughshod.
God, let's hope so.
Right.
And you know who I can't wait to see come back, and I've been missing her?
Who's that?
She's not like most girls.
Oh, this bitch.
Yeah, I want her to come back as a big old baby face.
Yeah. I like her as a baby face.
Yeah. Yeah.
It works better.
Absolutely.
We have too many bullies that do really good at being bullies. We don't need another
one. Yeah, we got a ton of bullies in the Raw side.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be nice if Nikki turns heel and Nia comes back.
She could be a dominant baby face.
I'd love to see her dominate Nikki Bella in the ring.
That'd be cool. I'd be totally okay with that.
Yep, let's move on.
Let's do it. We were ready for that one. Next, we had backstage Finn Balor talking to Baron Corbin. He wants a rematch with good old Barry Corbs, the acting general manager, Monday Night Raw.
Sure, bud.
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
Next.
I'm Baron Corbin, and I say yes.
And you know what? When he said that it was going to be the main event, I was like, all right. I wouldn't mind seeing this in a main event. Why not?
Can I just say this whole, like, Finn having to go up and get his ass kicked all the time is good? I
think
this
it's really good. Thank really you. Good. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, yeah. We can talk about it more in the main event. But I like this whole Finn fighting from the back, which is going to lead to good things from Finn.
Oh, absolutely.
A.K.A. demon presence.
Fuck yeah.
Next.
At this point, when I started watching Raw, I had to go back in time. And I had to go, Leo, did you take really, really bad drugs before watching this episode of Raw? And I said no, because I didn't.
Good. I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't take any drugs. I was...
Good.
Just high on Raw and positivity.
That's awesome. Good for you.
I was high on Raw positivity.
Raw positivity.
Some of that Raw Dog positivity.
Raw Dog. But after I saw this, I thought I was on the weirdest drugs I'd ever been on in my life. Because for some random reason, Chad Gable and Bobby Roode are now cohorts.
Yeah.
And comrades.
Comrades in arms.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite things of the whole week.
It was... It surprised me.
I always forget how incredible Chad Gable is in the ring.
Yup.
And he definitely took his little 5 minutes, showed it off.
Yeah, he did.
Dismantled the Ascension, went to the wasteland, and cleaned it up into a paradise.
Yeah, he's making his own Suplex City.
Yeah.
Woo. Dude, he does it with finesse.
And he was throwing Connor around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
Connor is a monster. He's bigger than Lashley.
Yeah.
When they wrestled Lashley last week, he was towering over Bobby Lashley and just as big.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe these two can be like one of those little tag teams that, you know, the sum is greater than the parts, like we always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a nice little spark thing that gets pretty big. I hope so.
Well, I hope they're sticking to this equation in the tag team division, because when I saw these two pair together, it looked like they were having a great time together in the ring. Like, you didn't even tell on Bobby's face. Bobby was having fun.
Yeah.
Like, almost for the first time since he's been called up to the main roster.
Feels like it, yes.
You know? And now he has someone to play off of within Chad Gable, and Chad Gable's great at bringing, like, a comedic and serious side to or out of any tag team partner. So when I saw them win, and looks like they're going to be a tag team now, I was like, B-team are done. Because you can't have two different budding teams like this be in the spotlight.
It's a fair assessment.
So they're going to be taking over that go-getter, hilarious comedy tag team.
I don't think they need to be, though. They could just be that super athletic, funny in the back, but when they get in the ring, they just... kick ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying this is probably better than the B-team, or is going to be better ring-wise. Maybe not as comical.
Yeah, I don't think outside of the ring better, but I think definitely in the ring. But Chad Gable's incredible.
But it'll still be entertaining.
Yes, it will be. We'll get to the B-team. I'm not very positive.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. But anyway, Chad Gable, Bobby Roode, they beat the Ascension.
Yes, they did. What was next? Elias.
Yes.
WWE stands for Walk with Elias. And also, Alexa Bliss walks with Elias.
Yep.
Very well, actually. She walks very well with Elias. To the point where she was teasing Elias. She's like, why don't you play me that song? He was like, okay.
Sure thing. Whatever you say.
Sure thing, girlfriend.
I thought it was awesome, the two of them in the crowd. Like, he started to bash Columbus. Mm-hmm. And just when it was like, oh, Columbus is the worst. And then Alexa Bliss's music hit. And everybody's
her
like,
pop was huge.
Huge, because she's from Columbus. And she came out, like, coming to scold Elias. But then she's so good at turning it around. The shit sandwich equation.
It's so good.
And then, you know, she started flirting with Elias. Yeah. I just thought it was fantastic. And she had a different look. Like, hair down, different gear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good look for her.
It was a new t-shirt for Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Suplex City thing. She made a special one for being home. But anyway, she's going to have a singles match with Natalya. Natalya's back again.
Yep. And you know what we said? We said it either last week or the week before that a lot of people don't win in their hometowns. Last couple of weeks, people have been winning in their hometowns.
I was going to say, we're starting to eat our words.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. But I thought this match was really solid.
It was. It was fun.
By both competitors. I thought Natalya did a good job, and I thought Alexa did an incredible job.
Yep.
And I thought the story told was great. Mm-hmm. You know, she basically ends up winning with Ronda out there, and she put her ass in the armbar just to kind of like show her.
Right at Ronda.
That was great. Mm-hmm. And Ronda had her mean face on.
For like 2.5 seconds.
And then Alexa jumped out. Mm-hmm. And then she tried to attack her, and then she started attacking. Ronda started kicking her butt, and then Alicia Fox got involved, and then Alexa got a little bit.
Dude, Ronda whipped Alicia Fox, like, so fast over her body.
Like, four times. Like, Alicia Fox's arms are probably...
How are they not dislocated?
I don't know.
It's insane.
But anyway, it was a good little back and forth, kind of building on their little rivalry they got going into Hell in a Cell. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get Ronda Rousey... Alexa Bliss 2.0.
Hell yeah, I'm down for it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a much better match this time, if I had to guess. It's not going to be a squash match for sure.
No.
Have they announced any stipulation to this match, or is it just a title match so far?
It's just a title match.
Good deal. Yeah. I love this whole reoccurring thing where Elias seems to always get interrupted. I know I've said it before, but if they don't have a feud for him right now. This is great. And they're giving enough time to showcase him before he gets interrupted.
Yeah.
And I like this whole kind of crossover where he's working with the women's division a little bit.
Yeah, it's almost like he's taking over the point of in Raw where there's always like a Kevin Owens show or the Jericho show. You know what I mean? Like the talk show segment, Miz TV. It's like that's his time.
Yep.
To showcase other talent while still doing his own thing.
So then we get another backstage moment with Baron Corbin and Drew and Dolph.
Yes.
Basically wanting a match. Mm-hmm. Wanting a tag title match. And he's like, the Revival already have a match. Mm-hmm. And they basically come to the conclusion that, like, if the Revival can't go, then things change. Like, oh, that's interesting. And then they leave.
Yep.
Of course, it cuts to the Revival doing a backstage interview. Wonder what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. What happens?
They get attacked by Drew and Dolph and are out for the count.
Yep.
That was a brutal beating, though.
That was. They took a big ass beating for
this. They sold it, which was good because it was kind of like a cheesy, like, telegraph segment. You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But the fact that they actually whooped their ass was good.
It was really good.
So all of a sudden, Baron Corbin gives Drew and Dolph, out of nowhere, a title match against the B team.
Yep. Because he's the heel GM. And heel GMs do heel things.
And this was my number one least favorite thing of the whole night.
This was probably one of my favorite things of the whole night.
Your Raw Tag Team Champion drops the titles randomly on Raw?
Yeah, because it's the B team.
Yeah, they've been undefeated.
Yeah, by
everybody.
And by the same, they win the same every time. It's always a shenanigan way of winning, which was cool the first 100 times they did it.
They deserve to lose it on a pay-per-view.
Who says they won't get him back?
I'm not saying that they can't.
But they shouldn't have lost it on Raw.
Shouldn't have lost on a Raw.
Yeah.
It just makes, first of all, it makes the tag titles look weak. Mm-hmm. Because it's the only titles that ever seem to drop on Raw.
But But you can't say that the titles don't gain much more face value with Drew and Dolph holding them versus.
Well, I mean, I was complaining about the fact that all it was like a babyface title run. So
yeah,
but yeah, I mean, I get why they did it that way. I just thought it was a little disrespectful to the B-teens run.
Yeah, agreed.
It's like now they're just going to go under by the wayside because they've got this whole Shield anti-Shield thing going.
Yeah, and that's what they're focusing everything around now, including titles. So we have
so there's good and bad with this whole thing. I'm not saying this whole deal is bad. I just kind of felt like the B team got the shaft, and it doesn't help the Raw tag titles for them just to drop randomly on a Raw, I don't think.
Yeah. They actually gave a better performance than I thought they were going to against Drew and Dolph.
No, it was a decent wrestling match. I was just disappointed with the outcome.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I was shocked.
I like when if the tag titles or any title drops, I feel like it always should be a big babyface moment on a random Raw or SmackDown. I feel like it doesn't work as well if it's a heel thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me being the consummate babyface and, you know, kind of hating the heel runs, but that's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, in terms of the actual product entertainment value, it was good.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the finish. And, that's all right. You know, it's my own personal damn opinion. So
damn straight. You're allowed to have it.
That's right. The rest of you are all fucking wrong if you don't agree with me. That's how it goes.
That's right. But yeah, it was entertaining nonetheless. Another entertaining part of Raw. AOP with Drake Maverick. With Drake Maverick dressed up like AOP. He looks ridiculous in that getup, dude. He should have just stuck with a suit. Are you confused? I had to go back again and ask myself if I took crazy ass drugs before the show.
He looks so awesome in a suit. Why wear the get? You're not going to wrestle in that gear. You're a freaking GM, and now you're a manager.
And he had this stupid smirk on his face the whole time.
That's the Drake Maverick smirk. And the perfect hair.
It looks
like
silly.
The coif. It's like,
but it looks silly with the flak vest.
And he's like 4'8".
Yeah, he's tiny.
And like, just wear the suit, dude, or wear an all black suit. Like,
yeah,
kind of rip off of what Orndorff did.
Now, minus his attire, what do you think of him joining forces with AOP?
They need something. So, yeah, I like it.
And it looks like it's going to work.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It'll be a great talking point for them.
Hell yeah.
But, it was so comical. Those giants and this little guy.
He's just looking up at
him. He's like, they're mini them. He's like, hey, I'm Drake Maverick.
When they won the match against these jobbers after doing that, I love that powerbomb move. They haven't done that on the main roster yet, I don't think. The slapping of the backs and then powerbombing. Drake Maverick was holding up their arms by their elbows because he was so short. he's like pushing them up like, yeah, these are my dudes.
Yay.
My dude's AOP. Yeah, look at my AOP dudes. Yeah.
Look like AOP taking their kids to trick-or-treat for Halloween. True story. I don't know.
That's awesome. Oh, man. I like it. I want to see where this goes.
Yeah, I hope they go back to a suit next week. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, I guess it was a shock to the system.
Shock the system.
I knew as soon as I said that you were going to do that.
Yep.
But yeah, no. I mean, hopefully he goes to a suit. But yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice that they've got some extra part. They're really focused on them. So that's, I like that. We already kind of talked about this. Bella's Ronda backstage versus the Riot Squad.
Yeah, okay.
Super
Showdown.
It's always stuck in my head, man.
I used it on the show.
What's up?
I used it on the show last week, too, during our, I think we were talking about our positive pints. And like, right when we took the pint chug, I raised the volume all the way up. It's really good. If you want to hear it, go back to episode 76. We're on 77 right now.
77.
Two sevens. It's two lucky numbers combined. Two sevens.
Must be the greatest podcast of all time.
Of all time.
Of the world.
Okay. This is what I really want to talk about. This is probably my favorite thing on Raw. Okay. So we found out last week Shawn Michaels is returning this week to Raw to talk about the Triple H Undertaker match.
Yeah, the only... I saw your note here because I notated this as well when I was watching this. The only reason this was your favorite thing on Raw is because you fucking called it.
That's not why it's my favorite reason.
It was terrible.
What? It was awesome.
Dude, Shawn Michaels needs to stop talking.
Shawn Michaels, I feel like, was doing that to be a douchebag. And yep. he did it to a T.
Great success.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. But I fast-forwarded through it.
Why?
Because I couldn't stand it. First of all, it takes 5 fucking minutes for The Undertaker to make it to the ring.
Yeah, true.
And maybe it's because he's got so much arthritis in his hips, he just can't move that fast anymore.
You can't say that he did not look really good, though. He looked thinned out. Like, he lost some weight.
He's wearing a fucking duster jacket. Who the hell knows?
You could tell in a duster?
You know what? Yeah, Shawn Michaels has some googly eyes.
Well, he's cross-eyed now.
Dude, he looks weird. And he wears the hat the whole time, hiding his baldness. Like, just go shorter.
But one of the things I love that he said was, because Undertaker brought it up, like, I've beaten you, I've beaten Triple H, and why can't you come back? He goes, because I'm a man of my fucking word. Not verbatim. He's like, I'm a man of my word. I told you when I lost to you, I would retire for good. Not like everybody else that says, oh, they're going to go off retired, come back in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Like, it felt like it was a real from the heart promo from both of these guys in their characters.
And here's the other thing I have a problem with. This has nothing to do with the pay-per-view coming up in 2 weeks. This is building on something 5 weeks away. Why don't you have this happen the day after Hell in a Cell?
Because All In happened. And they wanted big numbers for the Monday Night Raw after All In. That was my take on it.
I'm over The Undertaker.
Yeah.
He should have retired when he left his duster in the ring and never come back.
Well,
I mean, Triple H is...
Sorry. For these big shows, I think that, like...
You're going to wheel his ass out when he's fucking 90 to wrestle?
No, not when he's 90, but I mean...
But he's pretty much... I mean, he's there. I mean, like, this is like old-ass Hogan or old-ass Flair.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hang it up, bro!
He hasn't still had his... He should have retired when he took all of his shit, like you're saying. Took all of his shit off in the ring. Put his hat down. That should have been it.
That was when Roman retired him, right?
Yes, but it's not. He's still in the WWE.
It would have been okay if he did like we said we were going to do. And when Triple H was listening to our fucking Periscope.
Yep.
H, I told you he should have only come back as an American Badass.
Yes.
To come back for a short run. But you didn't listen to me, or Taker didn't like the storyline. Taker, if you're listening, dude, hang up the duster, man. Come back as an American Badass.
It's time.
Yeah. I mean, it would have worked out so much better. People would be, because it was basically two different characters.
Yep. I still enjoyed this promo.
I'm glad you did, because I couldn't get over Shawn's googly eyes and his annoying ass promo. I fast-forwarded until Taker was in the ring, and then I was like, this is the same old shit I hear every single time he comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then in rest in peace, and, you know, blah, 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 I'm taking on Triple H, and I'm going to win this time, blah, blah, blah.
Now, from now on until this super showdown, we're probably going to get an old school, you know, wrestler come back every week. Mick Foley's coming back next week to talk about it. Who's going to be next? Stone Cold?
Probably.
The last time Stone Cold was on WWE television, he didn't say a single word.
Stone Cold did a little selfie promo that he sent in.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, well, he's not in Texas anymore. He's
in Cal.
He's in L.A.
L.A.
And he bought a new ranch, but it's in Nevada, not in Texas now.
Oh, okay.
So you can get to it quicker.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh, what?
Brocast calling him out. It's okay.
Did I hurt your feelings? I know you're going to see it live, mm-hmm. and that, you know, in Melbourne, seeing the Undertaker entrance.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Just to say, at least you've seen the Undertaker.
But there needs to be zero build up for this match.
Agreed.
Why do we need a big old deal?
We didn't need it for Cena and Triple H in Saudi Arabia.
I don't want to smile and enjoy anymore. I want to move on. We have a great generation of wrestlers. We don't need some old ass Attitude Era still trying to get it going. If he was R-Truth, like in the fucking SmackDown main event, kicking ass still, I'm okay with that.
That was awesome.
But I'm staying positive in the fact that I'm positive his ass needs to retire.
Cool. I think he should be retired too, but they're not retiring him because he's still money. He still has a draw.
His entrance is a fucking draw.
That's what it is.
He's a glorified Bobby Roode at this point. Hot takes here.
Booyah! Yes! I knew this episode was gonna be awesome.
Hot takes.
Ooh, hot takes. I like it. Let's move on.
I just hate when a wrestler is a shell of their former self.
Yeah.
Taker in his prime, incredible. Like, oh, yeah. The Attitude Era, I mean, that was such a great time. I get it. You still draw, still get it. I don't have to like it. Mm-mm. I just don't like anything. I just don't like anything that takes away from the current product. I think the current product, if they would work on the booking and the writing and improve it, we wouldn't need any of this old bring back the Legends era. We got rid of that. I mean, John Cena is no longer around. The only holdouts we have are people like Randy Orton, and Randy Orton's going up against Jeff Hardy, so that's fine to me. They're two guys still working every week. Mm-hmm. And they're not stealing the thunder of a younger wrestler or a current wrestler.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a hard time with it. And maybe I just need to get over it.
I see your points on it. I do. I'm just excited to see this match for the last time.
Well, I am too. I'm excited to see the match because it's Triple H and him. It's not him and a current wrestler.
Right.
But I don't think it needs to take up 15 minutes of Raw.
True.
When you could be building storylines, giving in 2 weeks, we're going to Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
We literally built on two big storylines this week. One of them is for the Melbourne show in 4 weeks or 5 weeks or whenever it is. And then the other one is Shield and Anti-Shield, which was the whole show. Mm-hmm. I mean, you did get some Bliss Ronda stuff, but in a 3-hour show, you wrote all these notes. They're mm-hmm. almost as long as SmackDown's. They're just a little bit longer than SmackDown's. And yeah.
I love you, Josh.
Sorry, wasn't very positive. So that no, was going to be more positive.
No, that was. You know what's positive about that is that you gave your opinion and didn't hold back.
Yeah.
And that's what's positive.
I was a little harsh, but I'm
it's
sorry.
Not harsh.
Sorry.
That's how guys. You feel, bro.
Sorry, guys.
I like differences of opinion. That's why we're friends.
I'm all back sweaty now. I'm
gross. All right, so.
Don't make me take off my shirt.
Please don't.
HBK better not get back in the ring. Especially since he's a man of his word.
I say HBK is a special guest referee.
Yeah, he's still got the guns, though. I will
Dude,
say
he
that.
Looked good.
When he does the little... I was like, damn!
And then he opened his mouth.
Yeah. Hey, this is the positive podcast. Keep it positive in the comments section.
Oh, yeah. All right. Next, we had... Oh, tag match.
Oh.
Again, I had asked myself... Did I take drugs before this show? Boston Hug Connection. Okay. I'm not saying their full names because I hate this. Boston Hug Connection versus Dana Brooke and Ember Moon.
It's like Team Thick versus Boston Hugs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But why? Why?
They're pushing Dana Brooke for some reason
they
right now.
They really are.
This was a vessel for Dana Brooke again.
Yeah.
And
2 weeks in a row.
This is the breakup of her and...
Titus Worldwide.
Titus Worldwide.
See, I didn't see that happening. I thought.
Oh, I did. They were like alluding to it last week.
Well, I thought it was going to be her and Cruz splitting against Titus.
Which might still happen.
It could. Yeah. This could have been a whole thing.
I mean, it's either that or they're leading to the inevitable kiss between Sasha and Bayley. It's got to come at some point, right?
You know, I was thinking about it the other day, speaking of Sasha and Bayley, that now in the landscape of the four horsewomen of WWE, only one of them has not become a heel, which is Bayley. Because Becky, even though she's a fan favorite, she's a heel.
She's definitely playing the heel in this storyline.
Playing the heel in the storyline. Charlotte was one of the better, like her.
Fred,
as a heel,
I know you would support that, Fred.
Was he supporting?
Bayley and Sasha kissing.
Support it, book it, make it happen. Just for one time. What was I saying? Charlotte. Really good.
The
heel.
Only true baby face is Bayley.
Yeah. Yeah. What if Bayley became broken at some point?
Broken Bayley?
Yeah.
She start wearing like all black stuff?
Yeah.
I kind of would like that a lot. Oh, look, a sex bot.
Oh, look. With an emoji at the end. Just to change it up a little bit. Kissy thanks face.
Thanks for the views.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Boston Hug Connection win. Dana Brooke. Apparently leaving Titus Worldwide.
Yeah, she's pissed.
I'll
get out of my face. I can do this on my own. She gets rolled up.
You guys, stop it.
But they and the commentating team was really putting her over too. So
they were, yeah.
Yeah, it's like she's wrestled 2 weeks in a row on Raw. So I'm mm-hmm. happy to see that. Give her an opportunity.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, scramble up the women's division a little bit.
Yeah, why not?
Another storyline. We always complain about it. So.
Yeah, they're giving one.
Damn, there's another one. There with its kissy face and a devil.
And a purple devil smiley face.
Thanks for the views.
Thanks, X-Bot. next, Bobby Lashley and Jinder Mahal. Because Bobby Lashley needs some spiritual
support.
Yeah,
I mean, who the fuck wrote this segment?
Someone that was on a lot of drugs.
I felt like somebody put like some hallucinogens in the writers' meals this
They're just
week.
Going fucking crazy.
They're like, what happened if Bobby Lashley really had an anger problem? No. What if he doesn't have an anger problem, but Baron Corbin says he has an anger problem? They just won't let it out. Yeah!
And what if we put him with Jinder Mahal?
The yogi!
Yeah, you know?
Shanti!
Shanti Guru, man!
Shanti!
Yeah! No! It was so weird. Bobby Lashley, I get what he's trying to do with his character and try to be funny and wholesome and, but I'm a badass at the same time. Like, he's trying to mix four ingredients into one blender and the blender's broken.
I think Bobby Lashley is doing everything he can with what he's been given right now.
Absolutely. And I give him props for that.
I'll give the Stone Cold reference. He's making chicken salad out of chicken shit right now.
He is.
Because Bobby Lashley is the best part of this whole thing going on.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad, right? I don't know if anybody would disagree with that.
Well, the one thing I would disagree about it is the surprise in this whole thing was Kevin Owens returning after he quit 7 days ago. Why did they, I was surprised. I was like, I did not expect Kevin Owens to come out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, it was a good.
It was 7 days ago that he was just like, I quit.
Well, Kevin Owens is never like, that's what he does. It's Kevin Owens.
Yeah, but so we're getting Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens now?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Do either one of them have a feud right now?
No.
Do we want to see both of them wrestling?
Yes.
Okay, boom, done.
Gender is now
basically Baron Corbin's like lackey.
He is.
Is essentially what he's turned into.
Mm-hmm.
He puts on a front to be this like happy-go-lucky, but as soon as like shit goes down, he's the first heel in the mix. So it's starting to make more sense what he's doing. It's just there's been no depth or build to this character.
Yeah.
And if they did it right, it would make a lot more sense. But instead, it's just annoying. The gender thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought Bobby's stuff was pretty good. I mean, yeah. I thought it was a little bit Velveeta when he was like pouring it on in the interview.
Yeah.
But I could see where it was going, and it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Owens attacks him. I was cool with that.
Yeah, I just kind of want Kevin Owens to attack somebody every week.
Yeah, where there's
randomly attack somebody in a match.
And just pieces out.
Yeah.
Just goes.
What if he fuck came, it, I quit.
What if he came out like during a women's
He quits
segment?
Every week.
He came out.
It's during, like, I'm down, I quit. After he kicks somebody's ass.
Can't prosecute me if I quit, sorry.
Yeah, I just got hired back. I beat somebody up. I quit again.
I quit. Quit going to SmackDown. Starts beating up people on SmackDown. Beating up people in 205 Live, NXT.
Yeah, I think you're onto something, DX. I definitely think we need to get badass, like super nasty Kevin Owens now.
Yes. No more. I don't really know what he's been. I mean, he had that awesome match with Seth.
Every time he wrestles, it's awesome.
It's always awesome. It's
that match
not.
With Seth for the IC.
I could rewatch that match over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah.
The match was incredible.
It's so good.
Yes.
Kevin Owens, you are a national treasure.
Yeah, he needs to be. You figure out a way to get him in the title picture.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the IC title picture.
Yes.
That would be great. That would be great next week if somehow he gets a chance again and beats, and the Shield gets stripped of all their titles.
Oh.
And then Braun gets it at Hell in a Cell.
That would be awesome.
Kevin Owens gets it. Maybe Kevin Owens goes to Baron Corbin, hey, I want to take Seth on next week, which leads to announcing, because Baron Corbin's all about screwing over the Shield.
Yeah.
So all the titles are gone from the Shield, and then it's like the Shield trying to come back.
Because that would be a story.
Because they've always been the dominant force.
Yeah.
The Hounds of Justice.
Yeah, right.
And now they're like the beat down puppies.
Yeah,
and
they have to work their way back.
They got to work their way back.
Ooh, I like
that could be a great storyline to work on for the next few months, and it can focus on the entire roster.
Yep. And not just the Shield being dominant when they join together.
Yeah, because they came back dominant, and now they're going to be broken.
Yep.
Broken Shield.
Oh. I like that. They're going to mend the Shield.
Maybe they could have a little pep talk manager assistance from the broken one himself.
Delete.
Broken word of the week is broken shield.
Broken shield. Broken shield. Okay, what do we got next?
I was trying to turn everything positive. And
you
it just
did,
got,
and I want to commend you on that because I was like, man,
turn it around.
You turned it around. So proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mike Rome tweets about the shield from catering.
From catering.
We get to the main event, and it was supposed to be Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin, but Baron Corbin at the last minute
changes it
and turns it into Finn Balor versus Braun Strowman.
Yep.
Poor Finn.
Oh, Finn looked really good in this match.
No, I know, but the fact that he had to take on Braun again.
Yeah.
He had his moments in the match for sure, though.
He did. He put a coup de
grace. They have a really good chemistry in the ring, like a weird.
It's David and Goliath.
Yeah.
And they do it well.
They do it very well, which isn't always the case. Braun is really good at selling for the smaller guys.
He is.
That's something like I don't know if he gets credit enough for. Monster versus Demon does need to happen.
Yes.
You are 100% right about that. We talk about that a lot in my house.
Yes!
Could you imagine Monster versus Demon for the title with the Demon beating the Monster?
Oh my god.
It's gonna happen.
That would be
it
great
better
booking.
Fucking happen.
That would be great booking. That would be fantastic.
Yep. Well, I mean, they met and had two great matches, so definitely got the history build up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wait that for some after this. So
awesome match.
Yeah.
They had Drew and Dolph were on the outside of the ring the whole time. Finn couldn't keep up with the Monster.
No, eventually.
He didn't get a running power slam. He just power slammed him.
Yeah.
Stand still power slam. It's like he's taking the fun out of his finisher on purpose.
Yeah.
Just like when he told the fans he doesn't care about what the fans think about.
Yeah, he's gone from like the most over babyface in the... And this is all done very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Braun went from being like super babyface to heel all of a sudden.
Like Hoganing out to the crowd. Like,
yeah.
Get these hands. He's not doing that anymore.
Nope. He's gone full heel.
Because he wants Roman and he wants that universal title.
Yep.
He's going to be badass Braun like he was before all the...
Somebody's got to be the heel to the overness of the shield.
Absolutely.
So he beats Finn, and then what happens?
Finn gets beat down by Drew and Dolph.
That's
and then
what
we
they
hear...
Do.
Okay.
This is the most overplayed gimmick.
I know this is professional wrestling, and I know this is sports entertainment, but did the Shield get out after? Like
they brought the pad. They just left the jail. They stole the paddy wagon, and they drove the paddy wagon back to the
all the way there, and backed it up with the sirens with Roman driving it.
Well, yeah, because the big dog's running this ship.
Big dog's freaking paddy wagon with his dog brethren in the back.
It would have been better if they got out and it was a cop driving and they opened the back and they like unhandcuffed the shield.
Them. Like they still were in cuffs and they uncuffed him right there and then let him go.
Yeah. It made more sense, but Roman gets out of the car.
I was like, what?
It was a little silly. But then
But the crowd was eating it up.
Yeah. This was like, oh, we're getting ready to see a brawl.
Yep.
Sure enough, they go at it.
Then all the heels, not everybody, but just the heels on the roster were beating.
Just on the roster. Drew Gulak from 205 was there.
He beat Roman's ass.
Yeah, he did.
And it was awesome.
And his little red, white, and blue tights. Mike Bennett was there.
Yep.
He's even tweeted. On SmackDown roster.
He even tweeted. He said, I never liked the Shield anyway.
But they... Oh man, that was a beatdown I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, they took some nasty hits.
Threw Seth through a window in the paddy wagon.
Yeah, he cut up his arm. It was bleeding everywhere.
That wasn't a gimmick window.
No, that was a real window.
Roman sold those freaking stair shots.
Dude, he took a lot of hits to the head.
Well, I mean, he got his hands up. Yeah, but man, it was awesome.
It was. That was a great beatdown.
Me and Reagan were watching it, and I was like, this has been a really up and down, like, a whatever Raw. Like, I was like, this is not, you know, like, after the Bobby Jinder segment and the KO text, I was just kind of, like, over it at that point. I was like, what is this Raw?
It was highs and lows.
And as soon as the beatdown started, I looked at it, I go, never mind.
This was dope. This was good.
I was like, this is the greatest beatdown I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it was.
That Rollins spot was just...
I held my breath when they threw him off. I was like...
And then it broke, and I was like, oh no.
Shit.
And then my favorite part of the whole thing was because the Ascension were in on the Seth Rollins thing. Victor had Seth Rollins' blood all over his chest.
Like yeah.
It was speared. Like a war smear. And I was just like, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the baddest the Ascension has ever looked.
Yep.
But basically, all the heels standing over the Hounds of Justice.
And Braun, Drew, and Dolph were in the ring doing the Braun pose.
Yeah. It was incredible.
That. I love that.
So basically, you know, the heels have control of Raw.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why no baby faces came out to help, but.
Maybe they went to jail, too.
I thought Bob was a stand-up guy.
Right?
Thought he had some anger. He should have come out and helped.
He should have, but he got beaten up by Kevin Owens.
Yeah, so. That's true. He was in the back suffering.
Mm-hmm. He was in medical.
B-Team was beat up.
Yep. All the baby faces, minus the Boss and Hug connection, basically, got their asses beat tonight.
Boss and Hug come out and, like, clean up all the
clean
heels.
House.
The power of our love will destroy you.
They hug each other, spin around, and wacky waving inflatable arm, feeling two men just clothesline everybody. See you next week.
Wacky waving. I love that. Is that from The Simpsons?
Or
is
I don't know.
From South Park.
It works.
Oh.
Man. Yeah, so
it was. It was heel control. It was definitely the night of the heels. It's... definitely set the stage and set everything up for Hell in a Cell on the Raw side.
And it's going to make it better for when the baby faces prevail. That's
yeah,
why
they
the
need
heels...
to be their asses kicked for a while. We haven't had a heel run like this in a while. So
yeah,
we were asking for it. We got it. It's we should be good. Happy with it. And I think for the most part, it's good.
They're listening.
Yeah, they should.
WWE, you're listening. I know you are.
Don't watch All In. Just listen to your fans.
Yeah.
But don't listen to all of us because...
Not all of us are...
Those idiots at TakeOver talking about Adam Cole and Ricochet. Don't listen to those douchebags.
Oh, I still remember the chance of Psycho Killer!
Speaking of which,
yeah.
So I felt really validated as a wrestling fan.
Okay.
That X-Pac Stone Cold interview,
uh-huh.
They were like gushing over Mustache Mountain versus Undisputed Era.
Were they?
I was like, yeah, because that was the best fucking match of the night.
That was. It was so good.
I need to go back and watch that since I didn't get to hear it with Mauro Ranallo's commentary.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I haven't watched the
I want to watch that, and I want to watch that Ricochet Adam Cole match again.
Yeah, for sure.
But all, I mean, it was a great takeover, so.
Yeah, that was
Raw. Is that Raw?
Yeah. Took a lot out of us.
Yeah, it did. It was quite emotional.
It was
a highs and lows, and it was a roller coaster of emotions.
Mm-hmm. Of positivity.
I'm in a glass case of emotions right now.
Milk was a bad choice.
This burrito was so filling. I can't have another bite, Baxter.
All right, now that we got Raw diggity dog out of the way, let's get another diggity 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 smack diggity 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 dog live. Red alert, time shine a light down. Bite in my time, make a real shout. Oh, they said we're lucky to have got this far. And that is not worth fighting for. The words are written on the wall. Come on and fight back. We'll start it over again. We'll take you right back from the ones where it gets. SmackDown Live.
What do you think of SmackDown as a whole?
As a whole?
Yeah.
It was okay.
I thought it was a better overall show than Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think the highs were as good as the highs on Raw.
No. Agreed. I watched all of it, start to finish. I didn't have that same question I asked myself during Raw 1,000 times.
No, yeah. It was definitely more of a traditional WWE programming show.
Yeah.
Raw was very different this week. But.
I counted after taking notes how many matches were actually on SmackDown.
How many matches were on SmackDown? Like so three?
We're just going to fly through them real quick. So we had D-Bry versus Almas. That was the opening of the show. Then Naomi and Peyton Royce.
Yep.
Go down. Sanity, Usos, Rusev Day.
Yep.
And then
R-Truth Miz.
R-Truth
four
Miz.
Four matches.
Four matches in the two-hour show.
That's pretty standard for them, isn't it? Four or five matches.
But usually I feel like even though they only have like 4 to 5 matches per show, I still feel like this was really, really, really promo heavy.
Yeah, because I felt like that triple threat tag team match wasn't very long.
It wasn't very long. It went by pretty quick. I think it was like maybe a 10-minute match.
The Miz R-Truth match got some good time. And
that was a great match. R-Truth is incredible.
We'll get to that. We'll talk about that in a minute because holy crap.
Yes. But, I mean, it started off with Daniel Bryan and Bree-Man.
I know the women's evolution and all this stuff, but, like, do we have to listen to that fucking song anytime she comes out?
I don't want to.
Just play Daniel Bryan's music.
Please.
We know you're hip with him.
Please.
We're not saying anything negative about you as a being any less of a human being than Daniel Bryan.
No.
Other than your intro music's atrocious.
It's garbage.
It's the worst.
It's garbage.
What kind of Jim Johnston recycled, regurgitated vomit is that?
I don't even want to get into it because it's so I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be negative. But they started off the show because earlier on YouTube, before SmackDown, Miz and Maryse came out to an empty arena and called out Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella. Which I thought was great because I actually watched it before SmackDown started because it popped up on my Twitter feed. I was like, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're calling them out. And it was a pretty decent promo, even for Maryse.
Yeah, Maryse looked lost for a second.
She did.
Then he held up the mic and she was like, oh. She's like, oh. But yeah, she's just getting back into it. So,
but while D-Bry and Brie are talking about it, then we get Almas and Vega coming out and talking their smack. And they want another match. So we get another matchup of Daniel Bryan versus Cien Almas, which I'm fucking... I will watch all the time.
Yeah, the two of them wrestling together is pretty awesome.
They have really good chemistry together.
Yeah. Well, Almas wrestles good with anybody he wrestles with.
Anybody.
He's in... That freaking moonsault to a second moonsault off of... And I've never seen that spot.
It's beautiful. That was beautiful.
I'm sure he's not the first person to ever do it, but that's the first time I've ever personally seen it live.
Yeah.
I watched it back 3 times. I was like, Reagan wasn't watching. She was on her phone. I was like, did you just see that? And she's like, what? I'm like, watch this. She's like, wow. And I was like, yeah, watch it again.
It was like, damn right. Good.
But yeah, no, those guys are awesome together. Mm-hmm. And I love the outside the ring nonsense. Zelina always getting involved. You know, Brie back in Daniel Bryan. That's... Zelina Vega is everything that a modern manager / valet should be.
Yes. She talks for...
We heard Alma speak English. I think that was English.
Yeah, he's not so good on the promo side.
I thought Nakamura's English was bad.
His is bad. His is bad.
I think that was the point. It was like, he surprises you every time. Mm-hmm. He actually spoke English.
Yep.
I think.
But then after the match, so Daniel Bryan wins. After the match, Miz and Maryse pop up on the Titantron, and they're not even in the building. They're at their favorite Italian restaurant.
Detroit, but they bought it out so they didn't have to dine with anybody in Detroit.
Yep, it's all closed out. They're like, we're going to enjoy a nice quiet evening together at our favorite Italian restaurant in Detroit.
I hope Rob had reservations there that night. He got them canceled by the Miz.
That'd be awesome.
Can we get a confirmation on that from... Anybody?
Yeah.
Has anybody heard from Rob, WNA?
He's probably still upset that he couldn't have his veal piccata and, you know.
He's probably more a chicken piccata guy.
You think he's chicken?
He probably thinks veal's a little too. You know, he probably is offended by veal.
Oh, I hope he hears you say that. Oh, God.
I just wish it was Dean Ambrose running the whole place instead. Can I just say this? We didn't talk about commentary on Monday night, but
sure.
We got Renee back again instead of Coach.
Yeah.
Instant upgrade, even though she's still kind of finding her sea legs.
Yeah, she really is.
And it's going to take some time because it's hard to kind of find your little spot in there. As we see anytime somebody joins in with Cole and...
And Graves.
Yeah, sorry. And Graves. But the commentary on SmackDown was next freaking level. I don't know how much you paid attention to it, but Graves and Saxton going back and forth and Phillips trying to like keep everything together.
That was great.
I was I was just cackling out loud with the three of them this week. I thought it was so well done.
I prefer the SmackDown commentary over Raw.
Yes, because Phillips is like a less cheesy Cole.
Yes,
he's more into, like, you know, he's younger, so he gets it. And my favorite point of the night, speaking of commentary, was, did you hear Graves, what he said about the "What's Up" chant?
Oh yeah, he's been asking Phillips everybody.
Lost it.
Yeah,
he was like, he cracking up. He was like, he's been saying "What's up" for 10 years. He still doesn't have a clue. Phillips was cracking up, and you could hear him laughing. I was like, oh, that is so incredible.
That was
awesome. He just totally broke Phillips.
Yep.
But no, they were just so great. And Graves says the most outrageous stuff, and it works. I mean, he's so good.
It makes the show better.
It does. And that's what a commentator should be there, to make the wrestling better, make the show better, but not, it wasn't taking away from anything. It was just the perfect compliment.
Yeah.
I really appreciated it.
For sure.
Sorry, kind of got off track there. But yeah, so we see the Miz and Maryse at their favorite Italian restaurant in Detroit, and they were going to have dinner. So Daniel and Brie, you see them back, it goes to commercial, they come back, they're like leaving, still in their gear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to go get some dinner.
Hopefully there's not a dress code.
I was like, what the fuck?
Come on, D-Bry.
That was so cheesy.
They're cheesy whatever. People.
Yeah, they are cheesy. Cheesy, crunchy, hippie, vegan weirdos.
Birdie.
I
still can't get over that. You named your child Birdie.
Pretty bird.
Hope it looks like a bird when it gets older. Sorry.
No, don't say that.
She's going to. Just because they named her Birdie. That's.
So then we had a weird. I'm moving on from that.
Sure.
just glossing over that.
Good segue.
We got into an interview with Charlotte and Becky with Renee.
Yeah. No, with Phillips.
Was it Phillips?
Yeah. He was doing it from commentary.
That's right.
What did you think about the interview? Yeah.
I just want to see them fight each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got to wait, so they got to build it.
I felt like. It's not the strong port. It's not the strong part of either one of their characters, I guess, to give like an interview like that. That's a really tough thing to do.
It is, but I feel like it could be a really good place for the writers and for WWE to see and really get the feedback from the fans.
Yeah,
because they both were telling their sides of the story. Charlotte was doing her thing. Becky was saying, "I'm not going to be a charity, you know, anymore. I'm going to stand up and." Take that title away. Like, she was, this is the best Becky Lynch has ever been.
Yep.
I mean, we always know that she's an awesome in-ring competitor, but to see her throw these kind of promos that actually have depth to her character along with Charlotte's, I mean, I was thoroughly impressed. And hearing the crowd constantly chant for Becky the entire time.
Yeah, the only problem with this is if you aren't watching the product, and you're wondering why they're cheering for the heel.
Mm-hmm.
Because Becky's obviously the heel in this.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems it can seem a little lazy if you think about it that way. But because if you just started watching SmackDown, you're like, why are they cheering for the bad guy? Mm-hmm. Or gal in this instance, female, whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the only negative I would say about the whole thing. I mean, you're right. Is this a good opportunity to kind of showcase Becky is just this badass that now is going to do anything she can to get the title? You know, their friendship's over.
Yeah.
It was good to hear kind of Charlotte's side of the story, basically saying, hey, I would want you to do the same thing in my position.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to see Charlotte go back to heel. I don't like her as the baby face.
I don't either.
And they can do a double turn with this, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like they can turn it back. Becky finally wins. She's back to being babyface, and Charlotte turns on her and gets nasty.
Just turn all the four horsewomen heel. Just do it. Boss and Hub would be way better as heels.
But who are they going to fight in the Raw's division if they're not babyfaces?
They're not. They could build it up to the four horsewomen of UFC and have them be the babyfaces because Ron.
Yeah, they'll do that
for team.
Survivor Series, but
or Survivor Series. Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to do that either because everybody but Ronda Rousey is a heel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless Ronda turns heel, but she's like the biggest draw in the card
right
now.
She won't be heel if she ever is. It won't be for a very long time.
Yeah, she's babyface through and through. Yeah. Thank you.
Ooh.
Appreciate the invite.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed the interview, but like you said, I want to see this match already.
I want to see him like standing next to each other and getting interviewed and then leading to them scrapping. But this was different. I get it. Something.
Oh, you know what we're going to have next week or a week after?
Contract signing?
Yeah, I just thought of that.
Yep. This is where it like gets lazy. Like the writing needs to be better about this stuff. This mm-hmm. was fine. This was different. It wasn't my favorite thing, but that's okay. It built this story further. And yep. why not do something different?
Yeah. Talking about building stories, this next match totally builds stories.
Building them stories.
So the story of Naomi right now in past couple weeks has been losing to the Iconics, Peyton Royce and Billie Kay.
Oh, they're so cringeworthy.
They are.
It's good, though. I mean, that's the point.
Yeah, they do those opening promos right before the match to get the boos and get the hisses.
They're everybody. Like what the Bellas should be trying to do, but the Bellas just do it naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a perfect way to put it.
They're like obviously heels and like trying to annoy people. The Bellas are trying to be babyface and they just annoy people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like what they did this week. It was actually kind of funny.
No, it was good.
They were like, they said something like, well, Naomi can't beat either of us. No, me.
Get it?
Naomi!
Ah! Everybody's like, no.
You felt the crowd deflate and then go, really? Boo. But Naomi took out Peyton Royce in this match. And then, after getting the win, after getting her ass beat a couple times, she finally gets some much-needed help from the beatdown.
Well, yeah, she won the match.
Mm-hmm. But she got beat down.
And she got beat down immediately. Billy jumped in and started beating her. Mm-hmm. Asuka's back.
Yeah, she's back.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm missing her.
Yeah.
And she single-handedly takes out the Iconics.
Yeah, which is cool. I just don't want to see her against Iconics. I don't want to see these tag team.
Well, this is a match set up for the Melbourne thing. The Iconics versus Naomi and
which
Asuka.
Is why they're pairing a lot of people together.
Yeah, they're building this. They're building like three pay-per-views. Like sowing the seeds for it now.
Yeah.
So I get it. I don't necessarily like it, but I understand it.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just not focusing on Hell in a Cell as much as...
There better be a damn tag team belts at Evolution announced. There's a lot of
sweet.
Good... They're doing these teams like crazy. I get it. I understand it. But why? Like, in a division where there's no reason to be a tag team, like, why be a tag team?
Yeah, I mean, you know? If that's not the whole reason for the whole Boss and Hug connection, I don't know what is.
Right.
We talked about this multiple times. Yeah.
Yeah. It would help.
Yeah. No, I think that's definitely coming. But yeah, no, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is good for Naomi. Naomi needs some help.
Yeah.
Her character's kind of gotten a little stale.
Mm-hmm.
Her intro's cool, but.
That's about it.
Yeah. And she's entertaining in the ring. It's just that there's no story build up. There's no build up of her character.
No.
So having her back with Asuka, they kind of make sense together. They're both like bright and
yeah. With Asuka was going down to help Naomi, and their colors were like
yeah,
side by side.
It was like okay, that makes sense a little bit.
Yeah,
and they're both badasses in the ring, so
they are.
Sure.
Yeah.
So again, might be one of those cool things. Where are we next? Oh,
hold on. Someone's just said get more women on Evolution. Well, I don't know if you know this, but they made another match on Evolution.
Okay, what is it?
Mickie James versus Lita.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Lita's coming back to wrestle?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. It's announced at WWE.com.
I assume they're going to do some kind of Royal Rumble, right? Some kind of Battle Royal? Since there's 50 women on the show?
Yeah, but are they going to have them all do a match and then do a Battle Royal?
No, I mean, you could bring in up a bunch of NXT talent, X-Talent.
You
to
could,
do it
yeah, I guess.
Outside of the big matches.
Yeah, that could be announced probably yeah, beforehand. Yeah. But I feel like they would have announced that already because it's historic, you know? Whenever it's historic, you have to announce it every single week.
Yeah, because it's an evolution and it's historic.
It's historic.
First time ever. all women.
Her, sorry. First time ever. All women. Historic.
Historic.
Historic. Hashtag historic. Because men can't be his. Men can't own the word historic. It's historic too. Get it right. Get it tight.
Get it right. Get it tight.
What's next?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Oh, Jeff Hardy RKO.
Yeah, and these were good video promos that I kind of enjoyed.
Dude, I love the RKO video.
I do too, man. It was
like his
really
like narrating
good.
Over it, like I'm gonna just, and he's like showing the part where he has his finger in his ear hole.
Oh,
like,
God, I love that they so keep showing
awesome.
That.
It's so awesome. I am really looking forward to this Hell in a Cell match.
Me too. Like, can you imagine what Jeff Hardy's gonna do?
Yeah, like halfway through this promo, I'm like, oh shit, we've never seen Jeff Hardy. In a Hell in a Cell, it's like, what the fuck is he going to do?
Right? I don't know.
They're going to be on top of the cell.
You think they're going on top?
Absolutely.
I could see him climbing up the sides and then dangling on the top while RKO's at the bottom. And Jeff's like swinging back and forth. And he's going to do like a backflip. And in the middle of that backflip from the top, he gets RKO'd out of nowhere.
That would be the most incredible.
Calling that right. That spot is called right now.
Oh, that'd be so hard to pull off.
It would be, but I mean, we've seen crazier.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen, dude, my favorite RKO still to this day, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, the stomp at WrestleMania.
So good.
It's the greatest RKO of all time.
But that could top it. That could top it right there. Something crazy like that, where Jeff does his crazy stunt and gets RKO'd and kicks out of it. He kicks out of it.
Kicks out of the RKO.
Yep. Oh, he has to. With
he's
all
winning this match, right?
Yes, he
I
is
feel like
winning
Jeff's
got
to win this match, right?
Absolutely.
Randy Orton the Wiper. What's that supposed to mean? I don't get it.
The ball wiper. Schlong wiper. He wipes it and goes, welcome to the WWE.
He's got really tarry poops, so he's got to continually wipe. He's chafed his bum. You bum chafer from wiping too much. The wiper.
The wiper. Out of nowhere.
Sherman out of nowhere. He comes out and he's got toilet paper hanging out of his trunks.
Oh, my God. Hangs it off the side of the rope and DDTs it.
He puts it on the rope, so if he needs to pull some out and do a quick wipe mid-match.
Oh, my God.
It's like, roll over, not under, Randy. Jeez, you're such a heel.
Oh my God. So they're having a match at Hell in a Cell.
TP on a pole, bro.
Oh yeah. TP on a pole match, bro. Randy the Wiper Orton.
They both eat a bunch of Taco Bell and then they have a match with TP on a pole.
Oh, God.
It's a diarrhea match, bro.
On a pole.
Gross.
Inside of a 3-cell chamber.
Of porta potties.
Of porta potties, yes. Okay.
We've gone way down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Crawl back out.
Woo!
Crawl back out.
Woo!
It doesn't help that it's hot and sweaty in here.
Yeah. I'm sweating nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have wore shorts, not...
Yeah, surprised when you wore jeans.
Yeah, I was wearing jeans earlier, and it was late.
Bad call, sir.
Yep.
Speaking of sweaty balls and toilet paper...
Whoa.
The Miz and Maurice are talking to Paige backstage. That was hard. The Miz and Maurice are talking to Paige backstage, and they're like, hey, we're actually here. Where's Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella? And she's like, they went to go.
You know where dinner. They went.
Yeah, they went to go have dinner. And Miz is being himself, and Paige is like, okay, well, you know what? I'm putting you in the main event, and anyone can face you tonight.
And he's like, why don't you act like a real good general manager, blah, blah, blah. We're getting out of here. And he's like, she's like, you can leave.
But don't come back.
And he's like, oh.
Oh, no. She can fire me
that. I like when Paige puts her foot down.
I do, too.
Enjoy it thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was enjoying it thoroughly. So, Miz is going to be in the main event. Then, right after that, R-Truth is backstage looking for Carmella.
Yeah.
And runs into Maurice and goes, hey, Carmella, you're Carmella, right?
No, I'm Maurice. Well, the Carmella. Like, he's just like, I love this.
She's like, I'm not that Staten Island trash.
I was like, oh, dog. Oh, dog. So he's talking to The Miz, because The Miz pops in.
Yeah.
And The Miz is like, you haven't been relevant in 7 years. That was the last time we were a tag team.
Yeah, he was like talking to Maurice, and he's like, don't ever talk to my wife again, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And then...
So that planted the seeds.
Yeah.
And then later on in the night, he finds Carmella.
Yeah.
And he
With
goes
Ty Dillinger's help.
He goes up to Carmella and goes, hey, have you seen Carmella? Like, right to Carmella, the woman you've been looking for 3 weeks.
He was like, I was talking to the other Carmella. She said you were Staten Island trash.
And then she gets all fired up.
Yeah.
And he wants Carmella to be down at ringside.
Like, come down to my ring. We call a truce for one night only. Ty Dillinger's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm teaching you. He's like, what could you possibly teach me? He's like, I'll teach you how to be in the main event of SmackDown. And everybody's like, oh. And all the crowd's like, oh, shit.
That was great.
Yes.
That was great.
R-Truth has been gold lately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And then it was announced earlier this week, mixed match challenge is back.
Yep.
And R-Truth and Carmella are in it.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
They're my favorites to win it right now.
There's a lot of the same tag teams from season one.
Is the Big Little back again?
Yep.
I know Asuka and Miz are back.
Yep.
But yeah, they're like Alicia Fox and somebody. I can't remember who it was.
Kevin Owens and Natalya.
Yeah.
Team Canada.
Ooh, that could be good.
Mm-hmm.
I might actually like Natalya for a little bit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I won't have time to watch Mixed Match Challenge.
No, I didn't watch a single one last year.
I watched two, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't think I watched all of either one of those, but mm-hmm. I watched the majority of them. Yeah, Alicia Fox and Jinder.
That's right, yeah.
Sasha Banks and Bobby Roode. I'm rooting for R-Truth and Carmella.
I am too.
I love this resurgence of R-Truth.
Truth is money.
Truth is money. Too fucking sweet, too man. Sweet.
Truth is money,
Truth
dude.
Is money.
And later on, we...
Oh, Bobby Lashley, not Bobby Roode.
Oh.
That could be good.
That could be good.
Sasha and Bobby.
Powerhouse and Boss House.
Because they're both black? Is that why you put them together?
No.
Kind of feels like it.
Well, they did put the two Canadians together.
They did.
Is Alicia Fox Canadian by chance? Do we know that?
No.
Okay.
I think so.
Because she's not from India.
But she's not white.
No.
And neither is Jinder. She could maybe pass as Indian.
Oh, no.
Maybe she joins into the Shanti thing.
That'd be hilarious. And she wears the turban. And dude, I hope she goes all out Jinder. I hope she goes all out Jinder.
That would be incredible.
That would be great. Because her crazy-ass character, crazy-ass Alicia Fox, could totally run with that character and make it funny.
Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing.
Yep. You know what else?
I just sold myself into watching this.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yep.
Also, speaking of amazing, Samoa fucking Joe.
Wendy!
So good.
What a...
Because apparently last week, Samoa Joe said he was going to be at the Styles household. So, AJ was going to follow him and make sure that his family was okay. So when Joe shows up on SmackDown, and the announcers sold it really well, especially Phillips. Phillips was like, he shouldn't be here. He said he was going to the Styles house. So Samoa Joe spits a hot fire promo and says, AJ Styles isn't here tonight. He's not here because, Wendy, I made you a promise that I was going to bring your man back to your family. And whatever the little daughter's name is, I'll tell you one thing. Your daddy, he's going night-night.
Samoa Joe is such a fucking savage, man.
He's like the greatest dick in the business right now.
He's such an asshole. I love it.
Oh, it's so good. I want him to win the damn title. Too. I want him to win.
You know me, I'm babyface all the way. I want to see Samoa Joe whoop fucking AJ Styles' ass. Because I love a good rebirth story. So, like,
yeah.
He could go away for like a couple months. They give him like extended time off so he can go home to his family.
Right?
Like, he sends him home to his family. And at the right time, he comes back.
Oh, that'd be
like that
awesome.
Would be incredible. And it gives AJ some time off. Mm-hmm. He's been grinding for the last 2 years anyway.
He is the workhorse.
Yes.
I don't care what Roman
says. He's there every single week.
He's the workhorse of the WWE.
He has been for a long time. And I don't think he needs to equal anybody's records of holding the title the longest. I don't think it means anything.
No.
Especially now that Brock holds it, because who the fuck cares, right? It's Brock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I felt like they kept Brock that long just to beat CM Punk, just to prove a point. Whatever. Move on.
Yeah.
Like, nobody even like cares about CM Punk anymore, except for all the people who got his autograph at All In.
I think as Fastly and now as like last week you said we had all babyface champions, I could see a really quick snap of the fingers as all heel champions.
Yep. We're past SummerSlam season, which is babyface season. Mm-hmm. Now it's just a long, slow climb up to WrestleMania.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a long, trudging effort for the babyfaces here on out.
It could be, but minus two babyfaces right now. That made their way into some awesomeness. I'm talking about this triple threat match, tag match, that we had with Sanity, Usos, and Rusev Day.
But Rusev Day is not babyfaces.
On Rusev Day.
Well, yeah.
Right?
But they're also heels.
They're also, out of these three teams,
they're one they're of the heels.
They're the babyfaces.
No, the Usos are the babyfaces. Usos have moved back. Usos are baby faces.
They have winded back on the Usos hardcore in the last couple months.
Yeah, they're resetting them.
They're resetting them. They're not giving them full heel. They're not full baby face. They're floating right now. We didn't see them for a long time, and then they came back slowly in this match. When was the last time we saw them before this triple threat match?
Not wrestling in the ring for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think we saw them on commentary. Maybe?
Maybe. If that. So, but what I'm saying is, in this instance, not as like full-time heel or babyface.
Yeah,
in this
no, instance, and you're right to an extent, because next week, Rusev Day is definitely going to be the babyfaces against the Bar.
Exactly.
Because, of course, the Bar come out immediately after the match.
Yeah.
And this is a really quick match. Like, I thought this was going to be like a 25-minute,
it was like 10
commercial
minutes.
Segment. Yeah, it felt like it was one commercial segment, and boom.
It was done.
Rusev Day won, which is good. Yeah. I mean, they're
the way they won was great, because we were always worried about Aiden English flubbing up the shit, as he's always done. And he saved the day twice during the match. He saved Rusev twice.
Yep.
And Rusev got the pin. Celebrate Rusev Day on Rusev Day. And next week, they face the Bar on Rusev Day. How could they lose
this
on Rusev?
It's written in the stars.
It is.
It's all aligned.
And when they beat the Bar to become number one contenders for the SmackDown Live Tag Team titles,
they'll get to take on the New Day at Hell in a Cell on Rusev Day.
Rusev Day's winning.
I don't know, man.
I don't want to see the Bar again. You talked about this specifically last week.
I think they're going to beat the Bar on Rusev Day, but I don't know if they're going to win Hell in a Cell on Rusev Day.
I could see them winning against Hell in a Cell, or New Day at Hell in a Cell.
You think New Day's going to lose their first defense of the title for the five time?
Yeah.
I think you're high on whatever the Raw writers are smoking.
Yes, I am. That's why. Because they've been smoking a lot of crazy shit, so I'm trying to think along the lines.
SmackDown's
the
not crazy, though.
They're going to get crazy. It's happening. Hell in a Cell is just going to start it off. It's going to be the
blue team's keeping it together. They already announced New Day versus the Bar at the Super Show.
That doesn't mean anything.
Thanks for spoiling it, DX, you dick.
But that doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
They could be facing each other for whatever. But I think it's like just don't break up Rusev Day. Don't do it.
No, they're not doing that.
I just don't want to see them do classic WWE booking where they give us a glimpse of hope for a team that we love and then pull it away the week after they've been working for it for so long.
B team?
Yeah, just like the B team.
You just proved my point from earlier.
Yeah, I did.
That's what you get, you little jerk.
If it was anyone else but Drew and Dolph deserve some damn titles because they're fucking awesome.
Just because Drew's so damn handsome.
Yep. That alone right there should be okay. You should be okay with it.
What's up, Mr. Compton?
Compton.
Where are you from, fool?
What do we got next?
We've got the main event.
Main event. Cool.
Miz versus...
Yep. Our fucking Truth with Carmella. Truth is money. This match was money. Our Truth is incredible. He's a fucking fantastic... We say it every time. He's a fantastic professional wrestler.
It's like he's gotten better.
And he won!
He won!
He won in the main event of SmackDown against The Miz.
Our Truth winning the main event on SmackDown.
Awesome.
On, what was it, September 8th?
Yeah.
7th? 2018, R-Truth wins the main event on SmackDown against the fucking Miz.
Mark your calendars, folks. It's R-Truth Day.
This day in history.
R-Truth Day.
We'll be telling our grandkids about this day.
Yes, we will. And they will say, you old fuckers, what were you smoking?
R-Truth will probably still be wrestling.
He will be wrestling because he doesn't age.
What's up?
And he still doesn't know.
What's up?
He still doesn't know what's up.
My favorite line he had though the whole night, though, he's like, that wasn't Maurice. Maurice is my cousin from Detroit.
Just to get that
she
cheap,
was mean.
Just to get that cheap Detroit pop, and they ate
dude,
up.
Everybody popped Detroit because didn't like...
Ty Dillinger said something about Kid Rock, and everyone was like, it was like 50-50. Yeah. Everyone was like, hey, boo. Oh, that's funny.
Cheap pop. I love that Graves said something about Rusev Day rapping in Detroit.
Yes. Like he was like supposed to be on 8 Mile or something.
No, he said what something about the fact that like... Detroit Rock City.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, dude, you're not even considering the fact about, like, the whole Eminem thing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But Corey Graves would be past that anyway.
Yeah.
No, whoa. That's a Hall of Famer you're talking about there, son.
WWE Hall of Famer.
That's right. His name is...
Kid! Kid Rock! And he balled with the Boz. With the bang,
bang, bang, the boogie, boogie, boogie,
that's the boogie. All right, yeah. Okay, so R-Truth
basically
wins.
A White Trap ripoff of Bob Seger. Did I say that out loud? Shit.
Yeah, he did.
Oh shit! Sorry.
But to finish off, to round out SmackDown Live,
the reason R-Truth won,
yes, because
he was getting ready to get put into the Skull Crushing finale by Miz, but then all of a sudden. Daniel Bryan's music hits.
Thank God it wasn't Brie Bella's music.
He probably would have messed that up too. What the fuck?
So they come out and they run roughshod on the Miz and Maurice, and they both get him in yes locks on opposite sides of the ring.
But then what happens? They get saved by Almas and Zelina Vega.
Hell yeah.
But then they turn it back around and they get them in yes locks.
Yep.
You know what? The only thing missing from this was...
What's that?
I wanted Carmella to get a shot in on Maurice.
Yeah, right? Like, just one pop.
Yeah.
Like a super kick to the face.
And high heels while she's moonwalking.
Fuck yeah. It's Carmella's money. Mella's money.
Truth is money. And...
No Shinsuke Nakamura. I put that at the very end because this has been like 3 weeks in a row we haven't seen Shinsuke.
Maybe he's on a surfing tour.
Or the U.S. title. You don't even have a match. He does not have a match for Hell in a Cell.
He's back in Japan with a pyro fight.
There's a pyro fight, yeah.
Maybe he's taking English lessons.
Oh, good. But where's the title? And where's his match?
It's not going to be defended at Hell in a Cell. We know that, right?
You know, make him a better heel right now as a character is if they were like, Shinsuke hasn't been to work in 3 weeks because he's surfing in Japan. And he's taking selfie videos like, trying to talk English into the camera as he's surfing with his freaking dragonfly flying on his finger. Like, oh, you see dragonfly? Dragonfly is like WWE. Fly away. I know here, and I know no one who would fight. Ma. Who's he going to... Is he going to face anybody?
Whoever comes out of this Jeff Hardy RKO thing.
You think so?
Yeah. Probably got bitten by a dog again.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Brutal.
All right. That was SmackDown Live. That was Raw. A lot of drugs were happening during the writing of this week's episode.
And I took none of them.
No, I didn't either, but I felt like I was on enough of them to watch it.
Yep. It was fun. It was a long, strange trip.
It was. Now we're here.
Talking to you about it.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Doing.
Best wrestler of The Undertaker. Nope! You weren't listening earlier. You were not listening earlier.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay.
We appreciate your love of The Undertaker.
Yeah. Go back and rewind it because it's pretty funny, his little rant on The Undertaker. It was awesome.
It was a little harsh. I get it. But, you know,
I feel like there's
had to be said.
I feel like there's a personal vendetta there. Like,
no!
There's some beef that you have with The Undertaker in the past that no one knows about.
Maybe he's going to show up at my house and then hit the gong and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, you're going to be running. But it's okay because it'll take him 15 minutes to catch up to you if you don't move.
Yeah, he's like Jason. You just keep running, you're finer. Michael Myers.
Yeah, you just trip over everything.
Yeah, you just can't trip over stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be fine. Okay.
What is this going on in the Periscope feed right now?
I don't know.
Heartbroken kid come back. Somebody said something about Gilbert.
No.
Hilarious.
You can only dream so much, buddy. Okay.
Dream a little dream.
All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about wrestling-wise?
Did you see the picture of Mike Rome, Drew Gulak, and Alexa Bliss?
At Disneyland?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
It was adorable.
It was cute. And yeah. Alexa Bliss was trying not to smile and be her little blissful self as much as she could.
Did you see the picture of them on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
No.
And Gulak looks like a little kid. No. And Rome's looking at him like... And Alexa's just smiling. It was great.
That's awesome.
Perfectly done.
Nice.
Lost Burt Reynolds today.
Do what?
Burt Reynolds died today.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, not really wrestling related, but...
That sucks.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds was an icon.
He was.
And his mustache, dude. I know we talk about our beards a lot, but there's some men out there...
Tom Selleck, Burt Reynolds.
Best mustaches in the world.
Yep. Smokey. Rest in peace. You will be missed.
It's to you.
Did he show up at a WrestleMania? Sweet. Cool. Anything else outside of wrestling you want to touch on before we do our shout-outs?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Let's do shout-outs, and then we'll tell everybody how to get a hold of us, and we'll hit the old dusty trail.
We'll do that. Cue the music. The music in my head. Anyway, first and foremost, we want to shout out the PWO Good Brethren.
Absolutely.
As always, WNA Podcast, Brocast, Bad Buds Sour Hour, Wretched Wrestling Podcast, and last but not least, Boar Meets World. That's all I got to say about the news.
Chairshot.com.
Always chairshot.com. By the way, new news. Possibly. If I'm spoiling something, they can stop me. But chairshot.com might be going video soon.
Woo, woo.
They might have video content coming soon to their website. It's in the works right now.
Are we going to have to start recording our video podcasts?
Well, we'll get to that because I think there's a way we can do that. But in the meantime, check out thechairshot.com for awesome news, opinion pieces, and podcasts like yours truly, Smart Spot, along with, I think, like, they're up to 50 now.
Wow.
Different podcasts. Like, there's so much content at thechairshot.com. Put it on your homepage. Put it on the front of your phone. As soon as you want to check wrestling news, that is the place to go.
They do a good job of breaking stuff and having good opinions.
Yeah, and it's not just WWE. They do New Japan. They do Ring of Honor. All in.
All the stuff we don't cover.
Yeah, they cover everything. So if you want awesome... awesome wrestling news, thechairshot.com. Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at SmartSpot. Follow us on Instagram
at SmartSpot.
You know, what else could you ask for? Also, if you love watching this show every week or your other Periscope shows, but especially ours, please listen to our podcast format. You can find it on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. We know y'all listen to your favorite music on Spotify, but Spotify also has your favorite podcast, including yours truly, Smart Spot Podcast. So please check it out.
Yeah, definitely. This guy does all the editing. It's fantastic. If you talk to anybody in our podcast group, he's the man. It sounds great, and we actually sound a little professional rather than kind of our little pirate radio version we do on Periscope. So right. You get to see it all gussied up with the drops and everything. So definitely give it a shot. Give us a review if you have time. We really would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I think that's it.
Did you introduce something this week on Twitter?
Yeah, it didn't pan out. So okay. I'm doing it.
We'll repost it again.
Yeah. We'll give it some time.
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter. Make sure.
Twitter and Instagram.
Do it.
Hey, did you send out the glasses to Cretans? Sorry, dudes.
I'm a terrible human being.
Yeah, I don't know if Cretans is still on. They popped in earlier. Good buddies, friends of the show, Cretans Guild. Check them out as well. Mm-hmm. We owe them some positive pint, Smart Spot shows, Spark yes. Smart glasses.
Yes.
If you're interested, we would love to give you one.
All you have to do is chug your favorite beer on Instagram, tag us in, and hashtag positive pint. That's all you got to do. Chug your favorite beer.
And sooner or later, Leo will actually ship glasses out.
Yes, I will.
We have a whole box of them.
I want to do it in one go. If I have at least like four others to send out, I'll do it.
Yeah.
It would make it much more easier to do it. So.
But until next time,
always stay
too sweet.
See you later, guys.
Take it easy.